2021. Agenda item number one is call to order and roll call. Management, can you please lead us through a roll call?
This is Sarah, and I'll lead the roll call. Frank Ammons, Gatton.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
Carlos De Matos, Gatton.
Present.
Ruben Reyes, City of Austin.
Present.
Sid Falk, Bickerstaff Heath, Delgado Acosta.
Present.
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Present.
Gary Weisman, Austin Community College.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
John Cole Morgan, Austin ISD.
Present.
Robert Sadler, LCRA.
Present.
Steve Pyle, DIR.
Present.
We've established a quorum, and I'm going to announce the members from the public. We have Chris Gonzalez with BRICOM.
Present.
We have Doug Wilson with JC Communications.
Present.
We have Patrick, and I'm sorry, Kafrovich, if I got your name wrong, that's with Charter Spectrum. And do we also have Wayne Wiedemeyer?
Present.
Thank you. We've established a quorum.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. Again, this is Dane Herbat from Travis County. Agenda item number two is citizen communications. Do we have anything today?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Okay, moving right along. Agenda item number three, review and approve the minutes from the board meeting of April 6th, 2021 in your packet.
This is Gary Weisman. Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
This is Steve. I second.
This is Dane. There's a motion to approve the minutes as presented. A motion and a second for April 6th, 2021. Is there any further discussion? Okay, Gatton Management Team, can you please lead us through a roll call vote?
This is Sarah. I'll lead the roll call vote. Ruben Reyes.
Yay.
John Cole Morgan.
Aye.
Gary Weisman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Robert Sadler.
Aye.
And Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
The minutes are approved.
Okay, moving right along. Agenda item number four is the consent agenda. Looks like we have about seven contract renewals. We have a motion.
Okay.
This is Jaime. I'll move to approve the consent agenda items.
This is Gary Weisman. I'll second.
This is Dane. We have a motion and a second to approve consent agenda items 4A through 4G. Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. Management, can you please lead us through a vote?
This is Sarah. I'll lead the roll call vote. Ruben Reyes.
Aye.
John Cole Morgan.
Aye.
Gary Weisman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Robert Sadler.
Aye.
And Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
The consent agenda is approved.
All right, agenda item number 5 is the board chairperson update. It looks likely that we're going to need to go to executive session for 5E, F, and G. So under 5A, we're looking seeking to approve the maintenance agreement to Brycom for initial contract year of 2 years with 3 possible 1-year renewals.
This is Sarah. The RFP for Gatton Maintenance was issued by AISD on April 6th and closed on April 27th. A mandatory pre-proposal meeting was held virtually on April 13th. Gatton received one bid, which was from Brycom, the current maintenance contractor. Brycom's proposal was posted on the member-only Gatton SharePoint site for members to review. The RFP, you may recall, called for OLTS testing to be completed in contract years 1, 3, and 5, and OTDR testing to be completed in contract years 2 and 4. You may recall that we changed the technical guidelines a few months back to reflect a full round of OLTS and OTDR testing every 2 years. Brycom's cost proposal was for $248,000 per year, which is within the $250,000 we already had budgeted for FY22 for maintenance and testing. The price will be extended for all contract renewals. The RFP called for OLTS testing and extensive reporting of test results, which were not previously part of the base maintenance agreement that was added in for this new RFP. The RFP evaluation subcommittee was Frank, me, and Harold. We actually had 2 members on the committee, but then one of them couldn't make it, so I stepped in for them. Overall, Brycom scored 98 out of 100 points on the evaluation, and the evaluation subcommittee recommends awarding the Gatton maintenance agreement to Brycom. You'll see posted there that was the evaluation matrix and the criteria and some notes about the OLTS testing.
This is Dane. Any idea why we only got one response?
Dane, this is Sarah. We're prohibited from discussing the RFP with potential bidders during the solicitation process. I could tell you that 3 potential bidders downloaded the RFP within a day that it was posted. 2 attended the mandatory meeting, and which that list was posted also as an addendum, and then we received 1 bid for the opening. So the answer is no, we don't know why we received 1 bid only.
Understood. That's something we may want to take a look at and go back and do an after action. I know that in previous years, we've been in, when we've had only 1 maintenance contractor and 1 respondent, I actually believe it was the MAC contract, but we've run into issues and the board's always felt much more comfortable when we've had more than 1 option out there. Certainly the current respondent and the current contract holder have performed very well. It's just a matter of having all your eggs in 1 basket. And does anybody else on any other board members want to weigh in on that?
I agree with that. This is Steve. I agree with that, Dane. Just from overall projects that's going on, I think it's better that we have, if possible, have the ability to be able to put this out there for other vendors too. Just case something happens, you just never know.
Yeah, this is Gary. This is just the maintenance portion, correct? When does the MAC?
Gary, yes, that's correct. This is just the maintenance portion. The MAC contracts were in the consent agenda, just renewed. And then there's another renewal, potential renewal after that. So it would be in about 2 years that we'd be, or a little less than 2 years, we'd be issuing those RFPs.
Okay. Because we've got the two MAC, approved MAC vendors. So we do have some additional backup there. JC's doing a good job also. So, and when that comes open, hopefully, you know, we can take a look at it. See, one thing might do, I mean, I guess it would be permissible under AISD's thing is maybe to send out a questionnaire asking why the other two who downloaded the proposal didn't feel like they were going to bid. I mean, there's nothing, you know, mandating that they respond, but I mean, it might be something just to try.
This is Sarah. I could check with AISD and see if that would be possible, and we can certainly do that if that's okay with them.
This is Dane. Do we have a motion for 5A?
This is Gary. Go ahead, Jaime. No, right. You go ahead.
This is Jaime. I'd like to motion that we award the maintenance vendor contract to Brycom.
This is Steve. I'll second.
This is Dane. We have a motion and a second to award agenda item 5A, the get maintenance agreement to Brycom for an initial contract of term of 2 years with possible 1 year renewals. Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. Management, can you please lead us through a vote?
This is Sarah, and I'll lead the roll call vote. Ruben Reyes.
Aye.
John Colmorgan.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Robert Sadler.
Aye.
And Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
That's a unanimous approval.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. Moving on to 5B, designation of Gatton official agent of service.
Yes, go ahead, Sid.
Sid, I prefer that we take that to executive session, if you would.
Got it. Okay, moving on to 5C, Gatton Capital Metro Agreement.
This is Sid again. We are, you will be glad to hear, Dane, very, very close. I got what was purportedly a final red line back with a couple of minor changes they wanted, to which I was agreeable. The one thing that they didn't get right was reinserting the original insurance requirement language, just a oversight, I think. So I have asked them to fix that, and presumably they will do so, and we will have a executable version of the crossing license. I did this at the middle or end of last week. Had not heard back from them. I haven't heard anything by the end of today. I will get hold of Shannon Gray at CapMet and see if I can't light a little bit more of a fire under them.
Okay, thanks, Sid. Yeah, whatever you can do to speed this along would be appreciated. Any further discussion on that? Okay, hearing none. 5D is guidance for entity-specific projects and corresponding agreement.
This is Sid again. I did have, Steve, you'll be pleased to know, a conversation with your lawyer guy who expressed, we talked in general about the function of the draft agreement. And I explained that it was basically a form and that I expected that every one of these agreements was going to have different set of attachments to describe whatever the particular project was and what the participant and Gatton's relative roles would be and so on. And he asked a couple of questions about specific provisions. I gave him an explanation that I think he was satisfied with. Where he left it was that he was going to get with you, Steve, and make sure everything was okay and give me an email which I have not received, but I assume you have talked to him. And if everything is okay at your end, we are in a position, I think, where the board could adopt this today.
Okay. I'll reply to him this afternoon and give him my thoughts, which I think is fine. I'm okay with it. And then we should be able to move forward. Thanks, Sid.
Given that this is Sid again, given Dane that we have another month before the next meeting, maybe the thing that a board could do would be, if you're inclined, to tentatively approve this subject to verification that the DIR lawyer has in fact signed off on it.
This is Dane. Is everybody on the board comfortable with that?
This is Jaime. That sounds fine to me.
Yeah, this is Gary. I'm fine with that.
Steve, I'm fine with it.
This is John. I'm okay.
Okay. Do we have a motion contingent upon a DIR legal review and approval?
This is Gary. I motion to approve the little guidance regarding participant specific projects pending DIR legal review.
This is Jaime. I'll second that.
This is Dane. We have sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say adoption. I was going to say add adoption in there of this policy.
Okay, this is Dane. We have a motion to adopt under agenda item number 5D, adopt the guidance for entity-specific projects pending sign-off from DIR's legal department. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, I'm sorry. Kicking it over to management. Management, can you lead us through a vote?
This is Sarah. I'll lead the roll call vote. Ruben Reyes.
Aye.
John Colmorgan.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Robert Sadler. Robert Sadler.
Aye. Sorry, mute problem.
And Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
That's a unanimous.
Okay, thanks everybody. We'll be able to get that one off the agenda now. All right, moving forward, it's time to go to executive session. Oh, I'm sorry, we're going to go to network manager's update first, and then we'll go back. We'll go to executive session to discuss 5B, E, F, and G. Network manager's update, 6A is the Gatton backup NOC status update.
Yes, yeah, so this is Frank. If you look in your handouts, you'll note the NOC 2-week schedule. Let me get to that here briefly. Bear with me. Sorry about that. Yeah, so if you'll note for the backup knock, everything's going well. Your network management is continuing to get daily updates. And we have the electrical overhead rough in, setting of electrical equipment as it comes in. We're receiving a lot of material at this time. You'll note those two run out to the 14th of this month, those top two on the handout. We have the Cove base from that Intertech flooring that's taking place this week, and the sprinkler demo and rebuild along with the electrical roof runs. There's been a lot of activity. There is pictures for you on the SharePoint site if you would like to log into that site and look at pictures that we've been adding. We added some last week. Everything's going really well right now. We're getting past the stage of just brick and mortar. We've also met with, just an update on this portion of it, we've met with City of Austin DCO and went over access and security and badging and how that would work with the convention center security team, and also spoke to them about the generator maintenance, in similar fashion to that, that is at City Hall, if that's a possibility or not. So they're looking into that on their end. And this week we have a meeting, I believe it's this week. Look here real quick. It'll be next week. We have a meeting with Convention Center staff and City of Austin CTM DCO. I've invited Public Works to that. I don't think they're going to be able, Allison's going to be able to make that from Public Works. But we'll be in that meeting with them to just further discuss the ins and outs, do's and don'ts of security to that facility from our standpoint, as well as the standpoint of the Convention Center folks who need to get in there in case of such an emergency, and everything else is moving forward with. It's really, really moving well. I invite anybody that wants to go by and take a look at it. You, if you want to meet me, outside prior to doing that, I'll be glad to meet you and take you up, but it's starting to come together. Any questions?
Thanks for the pictures, Frank.
No, you're more than welcome. Yeah, please, if you get a chance, go in there, check them out, please. Moving on to the next agenda item here would be the project status update. Let me get to that document. Okay, so we've been busy. This is a project status report. I'm going to go through this briefly with you here and answer any questions. This is for Gatton Active Projects. I've got the updates for you for segment 13, 5, and 3. As discussed in the previous tech meeting, segments 3 and 5 have been broken out in two separate phases, and that will allow us for more accurate splicing on the date of the splicing that needs to take place. We're also eliminating a reel-to-reel on that run, and that is a very long run in comparison to typical projects for Gatton. So we've got segments 13, 5, and 3 on the board. We've got segment 13 on the 8th to be spliced. Segment 5 is taking place today. Segment 11 will be scheduled. Segment 3 first phase is scheduled for the 11th. And segment 3 phase 2 is scheduled for the 18th. And then lastly, for an update, we have the B1 South Splice case audit continuing as we're coming to the close of our fiscal year. We'll be wrapping that up. For any specific active projects, we have C2 South AISD Cunningham Elementary School node reroute scheduled for tomorrow. We have D1N UT John Chase Building on Navasota. It was taken care of on the 19th, so you'll see that in red because it's something activity that took place in the last 30 days. And that's all I have for the project status report. Or any questions? Hearing none, Sarah, would you move into the job budget tracking report, please?
Yes, this is Sarah. We're still tracking 36 jobs totaling $1.8 million. Of those 36 jobs, the 14 there in gold at the top have been completed, so that leaves 22 jobs that are still pending completion that have been awarded. We're expecting to recover $276,000. We've already recovered $171,000 of that, and we're working with TxDOT right now to get recovery for the SH-71 Ross Road project. And we do expect the recovery of that to come in before the end of the fiscal year. We're hoping to meet with the fiscal agent later this week to make a plan for the rest of the fiscal year. And, you know, we're still trying to nail down which jobs are going to be completed this fiscal year. That's all I have.
Okay, this is Dane. Do we have any questions for management on items 6A, B, or C? Well, right now, hearing anything, moving on to agenda item number 7, which is executive session. We're going to discuss items 5B, 5E, 5F, and 5G. So I'll meet you over there on the other call. We're going to adjourn to executive session under one or more of Texas Government Code sections 551071, 551072, 551074, 076, or 089. See you on the other call.
At 1:57 p.m.
It's now 2:57 p.m. and we will reopen the Greater Austin Area Telecommunications Network Board of Directors meeting. And I'll ask Sarah to lead us through a roll call vote.
This is Sarah Eichelberger with Gatton, and I'll call the roll. Carlos DeMontos, Gatton.
Present.
Frank Ammons, Gatton.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
Sid Falk, Bickerstaff, Heath Delgado Acosta.
Present.
Gary Wiesman, Austin Community College.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
John Cole Morgan, Austin ISD.
Present.
Robert Sadler, LCRA. He's showing on hold. He may not have rejoined yet. Steve Pyle, DIR.
Present.
We've established a quorum.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. And just to note, this is Gary Wiesman. Dane had to leave the meeting, so I will be assuming my duties as vice chair. At this time, I would entertain a motion on item 5B, designating a Gatton agent of service. Can I get a motion from somebody?
This is Jaime. I'd like to move to designate Gatton's outside legal counsel as agent of service.
This is John. I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further communication on that? Being none, Sarah, I ask that you lead us through a roll call vote.
Ruben Reyes.
Aye.
John Cole Morgan.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Robert Sadler. Sorry, it looks like he's dropped off. And Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
The motion's approved.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. I do not believe there is any other actions to be taken coming out of executive session. And so we'll move down to item number 8 to discuss possible actions regarding the financial report and current fiscal year budget issues.
This is John. In your handouts, you should have the Gatton budget report for month ending March 31st of 21. Summary page kind of summarizes everything. We brought in 1.8 million in revenue, and we have expended approximately 3.27 million in expenses for the year. And we'll see how the rest of the year plays out, but that leaves us with a current ending fund balance of 2.2 million as of March 31st. You can go ahead and look through all the details at your convenience. If you have any questions, you can always let myself or Sarah or Frank know.
Okay. Thank you, John. Anybody have any questions regarding the budget. Okay, Sarah, there's nothing. I guess you were going to estimate at the end of next month if there were any adjustments to needing to be made.
We're going to be meeting with the fiscal agent to discuss.
Okay. Good deal. Okay, we'll move on to item number 9, review action items for network management and or getting legal.
Okay, so for this one, I've got two of them and they have to do with 5A. And so there's an action after action item that or an after action that needs to be built for the lack of respondents to the RFP for the maintenance contract. We've already, just so you know, we've already started working on that. We're looking at a couple different things when it comes around the Q&A, the pre-bid meeting being mandatory. Also, the second one has to do with the same agenda item, and that is sending out, being able to send out a questionnaire. We're going to contact AISD to find out the players who downloaded the bid request and why they didn't respond. I do recall that we've done this in the past. Unless things have changed, we'll be able to do this. And that's the action items I have for this meeting.
Okay, thank you, Frank. And okay, that leaves us with one item remaining. We shall confirm the date and time and location of the next regular board meeting to be June the 1st at 1:30 p.m. and it will be via teleconference unless something comes up that changes that. And that being said, it is now 3:03 p.m. and this meeting of the Gatton Greater Austin Area Telecommunications Network Board of Directors is ended.